my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and it's Wednesday today. It's going to be a great day, midweek service tonight, and I'm looking forward to our continued study in the book of Jude this evening. I look forward to being together with God's people. I hope you'll be in church Wednesday night. If tomorrow night's your night, Thursday night, then you be there tomorrow night. Here's the men's ensemble. They're singing the song, He Still Speaks. God always speaks to us. He'll speak to us through a still small voice. He'll speak to us with an earthquake, with a whirlwind, but He always speaks.
Amidst a hustling, clamoring world, sometimes it's hard to hear the voice of God speaking to my soul. But in my quiet time alone, when I approach His holy throne, His tender words fall gently on my ear. He still
you're allowing God to speak to your heart. Sometimes He speaks to us in trials. He did to Job. And finally, in chapter 38, God, 37 and 38, He began to speak to Job. But he was silent all that entire time. Job's friends came and criticized him. God was silent. But when he began to speak, Job listened. And then he said, I know that thou canst do everything. Chapter 42. How about Brother Alvin, come on in here. Sing the song, The Courtroom. It's a good song. And then we're in Genesis chapter 28 today. I'm going to show you the subject of rebellion. Oh, you don't want to be a rebel. Kids, don't rebel against your parents. Don't rebel against God. Parents, don't rebel against God. Genesis 28.
The courtroom was silent as the judge walked in. Order in the court. I was on trial for my sin. The Holy Spirit, he brought me forward, and he began to make his plea. As the judge carefully listened, he found me guilty. Oh, the verdict, it was guilty, and I had to pay the sentence. It was death, for there was no other way. As they began to lead me away, the judge's son stood up and said, well, there's something I must say. Oh, there is some evidence that I have for this case, he said, with a big, big smile on his face. Death is required. Let there be no mistake. But the price was paid on Calvary when I took his place. And I thank God it was settled long ago in the courtroom of my soul. Now the case has been dismissed.
Verse 5 of chapter 28, Isaac sent away Jacob. Verse 6, and Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away and had taken him for a wife, and he gave him a charge saying, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And Jacob obeyed his father and his mother. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not his father, Isaac. He saw that it did not please his father. What did he do? He took his wife from there. He directly rebelled against his dad. I don't know how you can't figure this out. The Bible says children obey. Now, I stopped obeying my dad when my wife walked down the aisle. Her dad gave her in marriage to me, and I don't have to obey my dad. I never had to obey my dad another day. I did, but I didn't have to. But I have to, my entire life, honor my father. The Bible says, honor thy father. There's no time restraints on that. And here is Esau, and he is not honoring his father. All right, tell me I can't marry her, I'm going to go marry her. All right, you say I can't be a sodomite, I'm going to be one anyway. All right, I'm going to walk out of church, I don't believe in it. All right, I'm going to be a liberal. Go ahead. disregard your mom, disregard your dad, and you will always be the loser. And then you'll blame. Well, it was fundamentalism's fault. Fundamentalism hurt me. Christianity hurt me. The Baptist people hurt me. You're a victim with everything. Come on, man up. Be a man. Be a man. That's what God told Job. Be a man. Why don't you just stop blaming everybody? It's been 30 years and you're still blaming. It's been 20 years, you're still blaming. No, it comes a time in your life you have to stop the blaming. Don't blame your parents. Well, I'm this way because my parents never told me they loved me. Well, that's no big deal. Listen, my goal in my life, I'm just so thankful God did this to me. My goal in my life was to honor my mother and father. I know my parents could say this. My parents had a need. I was there every time as an adult to meet their need. My dad had to go to the hospital. I took him to the hospital. My dad lost his driver's license, but he felt like he could get it back, and I felt like he could too. And I worked with him, and we worked together on this thing. And I took him to Santa Teresa DMV, and we got his license back. Oh, that was a big day. And then I said, Dad, you got your license. Now, here's the thing. If you're going to ever hurt yourself or mom or someone else, will you promise me you'll give me your license? On Easter Sunday morning, he came. He said, Son, I can't drive anymore. I had a little accident. Nobody hurt. Went over the curb, through the bushes. Didn't even really hurt my car, but I didn't know what I was doing. And so I won't drive again. You know, my dad made it so easy. My mother made it so easy to honor them. They weren't obstacles. They had to move to a nursing home. They weren't obstacles. I couldn't care for them. They needed more care than I could give them and needed 24-hour day care. I'm telling you, my parents made it so easy to honor them. And I looked at my dad and his casket. I looked at my mother prior to that a year before in her casket. Both those people had died. And I could say that I honored my dad. I never did anything to hurt my dad. Never did anything to hurt my mother. Oh, I wasn't a perfect son. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying that I was just flawless. But I tried with all my heart to honor my father and mother. That's the first commandment, God's word said. How is God ever going to bless me in life with I don't? Hey, I'm talking to all you 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds, just to have your parents. Hey, you don't like them? They're going to be dead pretty soon. They'll be gone. My kids, they won't have to wait much longer. I'll be dead. I'll be gone. And when I'm dead and gone, they don't have to honor their dad. I still honor my dad, though. He's been dead for years now. I want to honor my dad. I want to honor my mom in life and in death. Well, I hope you'll remember these things because he just deliberately disobeyed his dad. He did what he wasn't supposed to do. And he was the rebel. Father, I pray that you bless our homes in America. God, we're living in a day where these teenagers and young people are turning their backs on you all over the country and rebelling against their parents and breaking. Why should parents have to pray for backslidden kids? That's not right. God, help us to wake up is my prayer. Bless our dear listeners today. Give each one a great day as we seek to love thee and serve thee. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.